It's time now for Saturday Morning Sports Talk.
PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. Tim Miller out once again, his last day with the baby, so it's Blake Cripps and Dylan Sherwood with you again this week. Dylan, how was your week? How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. Thanksgiving was great. I have a Thanksgiving tomorrow, too. So.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So a Sunday after edition of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I had one before and
now doing the other family. Sure.
Girlfriend's side.
Sure.
Of the family,
yeah.
So that's why. So
totally understandable. Well, hopefully it's a good one for you. Pretty busy week in sports here at the station, and wrapping up, and you know, here in about an hour or so, headed up to scenic Wayne, Nebraska. To call some Lady Hornet basketball against the Wildcats of Wayne State College.
I was looking at notes yesterday from Don Weiss.
Uh-huh.
I believe Wayne State has a grad transfer from Newman?
They do. They have two former Newman Jets on it. Brittany Ho is the one that you would probably, well, I don't know, Lady Hornet fans probably remember Jordan Hecker, too, because she dropped a career-high 30 on the Lady Hornets here at a 3-point loss, one that at the time we thought, man, if you could steal that one, you're probably just going to be into the MIAA tournament, and Newman didn't get that one, and so came down to the last week of the regular season. But yeah, Brittany Ho was amazing. She's had over 1,000 points in her career. Kind of started her career slow at Northeastern State, then transferred back home to, and going back to her high school days, I called a lot of games with her in it as a Bishop Carroll Golden Eagle in Wichita, as the Golden Eagles made their meteoric rise under Coach Taylor Steven. And probably of her collegiate points out of 1,000, I've probably got 700 of her 1,000. So yeah, I hope she goes for 40 and they lose today. How about that? You know, but because yeah, I mean, I certainly wish all the best for her, and it was great to cover her. She's a good kid, and it'd be cool to see her. But of course, I still want the Lady Hornets to win today.
Of course.
But it's going to be a tough matchup for Faith or Talia or whoever's going to have to guard her. That'll be a difficult matchup inside for her. She's really established. Yeah. She's really developed a really nice back to the basket post game, and the ability to shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a challenge for Emporia State to stop her today. And then tomorrow we'll have Indianapolis will be coming back tonight. We got Indianapolis coming in for the men tomorrow, and then the women hosting Avila on Monday. And then the rest of us, me, Dan, and Tegan, will be getting out of here on Thursday to go to Corsicana, Texas for the bowl game.
And then I will be here for Emporia High basketball as
on the first
basketball coming up in 6 days.
Yep.
And oh man. Oh, man, two big games coming up.
And two teams, you know, that should be, that think that they're going to be pretty good this year.
Oh,
you never know, but I would say, judging from what has been said by both of the coaches, you know, for the Lady Spartans and the Spartans, expectations are high.
Yeah, expectations are really high for the girls because, you know, they went 18-4 last year. Should have beat Washburn Rule. They force overtime against them, and there's a couple of games that kind of slipped by. They were ranked number one in 5A last year at one point. They go to Manhattan, and probably the most interesting night in Manhattan, a double overtime Lady Spartan loss, and then K-State beats KU at Bramlage.
Sure.
When I'm in Manhattan.
There you go.
The craziest night ever. So, but yeah, you know, when you got 12 seniors, you got to look at, you know, who's back and everything and who played last year. I know there's a couple of seniors that were out due to injuries last year, but because of their junior year. But, you know, this could be a very special Lady Spartan team. And, I mean, with Lee Baldwin's bunch as well.
Yeah,
they're going to be solid. Year. They're going to be solid. I believe Cooper Rec will be out for at least – they hope to get him back before Christmas. But if they don't get him back before Christmas, they hope to get him back from the new year. He's still recovering from that injury he suffered in football. But, you know, they got a solid bunch. But, you know, height is – going to be a factor for them, and I think Coach Baldwin mentioned this to me, or mentioned to us last week.
Yep.
Probably not going to roll out a lineup taller than 6'3".
That's what he said,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, but honestly, this is going to be a solid game for them on Friday night. Ottawa's preseason ranked 9th in 4A, and I haven't seen their roster yet, but if I go back and look at my board from last year and look at all the guys that they had, I believe they were like sophomores and juniors.
Okay, so it should be an experience-laden team returning back from Ottawa. So this is typically the time when we'll name our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. I don't have any for you this week, but that will return next week. So we want to remind you, including any coaches that may be in studio, if you have an athlete that had a great performance during the week, make sure you get a hold of Dylan. You can call the station line, 620-342-1400, 342-1400, or you can email him at sherwoodd@kvoe.com. Today on the show, we're going to be talking wrestling. We've got Coach Medrano of Boys Wrestling coming up here in about 15 or 20 minutes. After the break, we'll be talking to the girls wrestling coach, Sean Russell, who has someone who plays for both of our teams, the KVOE team and the wrestling team. Yeah. Iris is here with us this morning. And we'll, of course, have our weekly talk with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. Let's go ahead and just break early, Dan. We'll come back and give these guys a little bit longer of a segment here. We'll talk Emporia High Lady Spartan Wrestling head coach Sean Russell, Iris Renteria, a senior on his team. They are joining us in studio next on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on now with Red Tag Month offers on new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come in and get Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck and save over $5,400. Or how about Red Tag savings, like over $1,300 on a new 2024 Chevy Equinox RS front-wheel drive. And we've got great APR financing rates, too, as low as 1.9% with approved credit on select models. And how about this? Just arrived. We have three brand new Chevy electric vehicles in stock. So come in, take a look, and take a test drive for yourself. And as always, don't forget, we're giving top dollar for your quality trade-in. So don't wait another day to get Red Tag savings on new Chevy models. Come into Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. For the fifth time in 6 years, North Carolina has won the Women's Division I Field Hockey Championship. Playing on their home field, the Tar Heels defeated Northwestern last Sunday in a double overtime shootout to capture their 11th title in program history. UNC sophomore Riley Heck knocked in the game-winning penalty shot to keep the trophy in Chapel Hill for another year. The victory also gave Tar Heel legend Erin Mattson her first championship as head coach. After winning her fourth title as a player last year, Mattson took over for the retiring Karen Shelton. 1 year later, she led her school to another title, this time on the field, that's named after her predecessor. At age 23, Mattson is the youngest head coach to win a D1 national championship in any sport.
I had my 5 years. They were phenomenal. This program, this university, Coach Shelton, she gave me everything. But now, you know, it is my job for these guys to feel that and to know that they've worked so hard and deserved it and finally earned it. I'm so proud, and I just want them to relive this moment forever.
Postseason football is here. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Off this weekend, culminating with a championship game on January 7th, which you can hear right here on Westwood One. The 2014 bracket is led by top-seeded South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits won their first national championship last year, knocking off rival North Dakota State in the title game. They enter this year's playoffs on a 25-game winning streak. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com. We've talked about the basketball teams that are going to be getting started. Of course, you can hear the play-by-play coverage right here on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE all season long, but it's not also too far away from the wrestling teams getting started, both girls and boys wrestling here at Emporia High School. And so to preview the season, we've got Sean Russell, the Emporia High girls wrestling coach, and senior Iris Renteria in studio with us to preview Emporia High School wrestling this year. Guys, thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, Coach, talk to us a little bit about last season and what you guys got done last year, and how did last year go for the Lady Spartans?
You know, last year was an exciting year. We had we were very young. We graduated a lot the year before. They picked up and picked up on all our stuff. They went with it. By the time regionals came around, we were peaking just right. And at state, you know, I think nerves hit us in some areas. But other than that, I mean, they're doing great so far this year, and I'm so excited for the season.
We should have done this before we started. These microphones want you to be right in front of them. So
okay.
Turn them however you want, but make sure you're just right. You want to be pretty close.
All right.
We should have done that before we came on. That's our bad. Obviously, key departures off last year's team. Who are some of those Lady Spartans that you're going to be trying to replace this year?
170 will be trying to replace Kiana Flores Delgado, who's now wrestling in Ottawa. We have some girls right in that weight where there'll be three of them that'll be battling for that top spot. It's exciting to see that.
Coach, three state qualifiers back from last year. With Katina Kiyosa Bung Hong, I believe ranked third in 6A and 5A right now.
That is correct.
And then Virginia Munoz is back, sixth in 6 and 5A.
Right.
I believe that's the only two that.
And then we have our 235-pounder sophomore, Alexa Castillo.
Yeah,
she's ranked fifth.
And yeah, I was remembering another one. But also Kinsley Madrano is back, Coach Madrano's daughter. You got Aaron Templeton back, who wrestled last year. Of course, you have Iris. What do you like about the nucleus with the returners back?
With the nucleus, it's great. They're besides Katina and Virginia, they're all sophomores. So, I mean, they're learning from our senior leadership, and it's just they're out there. They're doing it. We're tweaking a little bit of things, emphasizing some just little things on our technique that will help get us some more wins.
We're here talking Emporia High School wrestling this week on the show with Sean Russell, the Emporia High School girls wrestling coach. We got to bring in Iris Renteria now. Obviously, she works for us at the station doing some announcing for us. How excited are you for the season, Iris?
Honestly, I'm pretty excited. I've seen the girls at practice recently, and they're just kicking butt already. I'm so excited to see them on the mat.
And so at this point in the season, a lot of times, you know, I would be asking at my old job, Newman, we had wrestling. Have you pretty much guys decided on the weight classes for everybody and where everybody's going to be wrestling at? Because I know that, you know, just from talking with him at this time, everything was in flux and they were still trying to plug everybody into the right spot to be in. Iris, do you feel like you've found the weight that you're going to be at this year?
Honestly, not really, because we're going to have challenge matches today down at the high school. So I feel like depending on how I do with that is going to see like what weight class I go into.
So that's actually a great segue into you, Coach. Explain these challenge matches that are going to happen today and what it means for the wrestlers and the athletes and what it means for you as a coach.
Well, for me as a coach, it gets to showcase our young athletes before the season starts. Weather permitting, we should start at 3 o'clock. I mean, we'll post if it's not, and we'll try to get it out so everybody does. But we got some really good challenge matches coming up that anybody could be on the varsity level this year.
And I know there are some donations that would be appreciated from people that attend. What are some of the items you guys are looking for?
We're not charging to get in, but if you'd like to come donate some water, Gatorade, fruit snacks, granola bars, that would be greatly appreciated.
And that helps with everything, like during tournaments and everything.
Yes, it helps throughout the season. That way we don't have to go and purchase stuff all the time. We distribute it, and with throughout the JV squad and our varsity squad, we try to treat everyone equally.
So this is for the team, just for like their snacks to get them set when you guys go on the road trips. Okay, so if you'd like
Correct.
To do that, and this is going to be held today. I'm assuming the boys is going to be. This is all at Emporia High School.
This is all at Emporia High, starting at 3.
Free admission.
Yep.
Awesome. We are here talking Emporia High School wrestling today with Sean Russell. He is the girls wrestling coach. Iris Renteria is joining us as well. So, Coach, getting back to you here, in terms of the weight classes, how much do you feel like your ladies can go up and down if you need to bump them up or down a weight class?
I feel they're very adaptable. That's something I've stressed this year, that I might ask them to do some things that they don't want to weight-wise, either going up or going down. Generally, we don't ask them to don't ask them to go down too much if we need them to.
Iris, wrestling is such an interesting sport because unlike, a lot of the other sports, certainly you're always going to be working on your body. You want to make sure that you get stronger, that you get, conditioned well, but wrestling's the only sport that you have to, that you're a slave to that scale. What does it mean to you when you're trying to cut or even if you need to gain a little weight, in order to be at your best? Because I know that there are some guys that I've talked to who feel like they maybe are faster at a certain weight. If they're wrestling at this weight class, they have to wrestle a different way. How comfortable do you feel like you are at the weight that you're currently at, assuming that you continue there during the rest of the season?
Honestly, I feel like I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at. I've been working off season, like the whole summer. I've been going to the gym. I'm in like weightlifting classes. Like I've been doing everything I can. So honestly, I think this is my best physique I've had my whole high school career.
How do you feel about the preseason training camp that you've put in? And I'm sure that Coach Russell didn't make it real too fun or too easy.
Our personal camp was fun. I think when we went to other places, I felt a little nervous, more scared, didn't do as well, but I'm still proud of myself for even showing up.
Coach, opening up the season, coming up next Saturday, hosting your guys' Invitational, and from what you have told me, this will not be at Emporia High. I know with the JV Boys Winter Tournament that they have, and that's usually a huge tournament for Coach Madrano's JV squad, but you guys will be wrestling over at Emporia Middle School. Will you guys be in the new facilities over there?
As of right now, we won't be in the new gym. We'll be in the other gym. Okay. They're still working on that. I guess that has not been released yet, but we're just happy to be holding our Invitational over there. And, we look to have about 170 girls. We'll be the number one team in 5A. We'll be there with Shawnee Heights, and then Chanute won it last year, I believe, and they'll be there. Yeah, and
wow.
So it's going to be and Seaman will be back. They got some solid girls, and Topeka High, they always bring a good squad. And then there's a bunch of other little schools that come in, and those girls are solid. So it's always a fun tournament to kick off with.
Coach, the sport of girls wrestling is so new still here in the state of Kansas. I mean, it's under 10 years old. How much further along do you feel like the development of the sport is going to be here once these girls have come out? And, I'm sure that because now there's high school wrestling, have you seen a trickle-down effect where there's more middle school programs for girls? And then even so these girls will get that training for a longer amount of time. I would assume that that's going to allow the skill ceiling to continue to grow as these girls continue to receive more coaching and more development. What's that trickle-down effect been like on the sport of girls' wrestling?
Oh, 100%. I think talking to the middle school coach, I think he said they had 38 interested girls. Our kids club coach with Matt Collins, we have, I don't know, what do you think, about 20, 25 maybe? Yeah, there's a lot of girls there. As they develop that skill, it's gonna grow.
As a senior on this team, Iris, what do you feel like is your role in terms of providing leadership to this team?
I think for my part personally, it's just making sure I'm there for the girls. I like being the comforter of the team and just being there for them, I guess.
What does that mean to you, being the comforter
like,
for the team?
Let's say like someone lost a match or something. I'm going to be right there and by their side the whole time. Like, I'm not leaving them until they feel okay, pretty much.
Iris, what does it mean to have some experience coming back into this year for yourself particularly?
Honestly, it's just really helpful. I feel like I'm way more prepared than I was any other season. I'm just glad I put in the work, honestly. I think it's my favorite part that I did all this for myself.
Coach, I do have to ask you, you've got the other coach's daughter on your team. How interesting is that you're coaching the boys' coach's daughter on your team? And how's that relationship like?
It's a good relationship. I actually got three coaches' daughters on my team.
Really?
Yes. Got Coach Spaulding's and Coach Mejia from the middle school. We all collaborate together, and, no matter what, if it's girls wrestling, boys wrestling, middle school, kids club, we just want the best for our wrestlers, and we want to strive to make us the best in the state.
Okay, so to re-rack it up here once again, challenge matches are on for today at 3 o'clock, and that'll be at the high school.
Yes.
Free admission. Do the girls and guys go at the same time, or is it girls first, then the guys?
No, we're going to alternate weight classes, so we'll start with the lightweights,
and we'll go like that.
Enter in through the fitness room doors over there, and we'd love to see as many people as we can, weather permitting.
And like he said, they're taking donations in terms of snacks, basically anything that you want, Gatorades, anything that you'd want the team to be ingesting on the road trips. Healthier stuff would probably be okay. Yeah. Iris gave me we'll take some candy too, but that would be fine. But it's all going to be accepted today, so if you'd like to make that plan to have that as your ticket to get in, they'd really appreciate it. Emporia High School girls wrestling coach Sean Russell and Iris Renteria in studio. Coach, we'll have you back and we'll check on you in the middle of the year. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for having us. It's so exciting.
Hey, you're so welcome. Coming up, we've got Coach Madrona. We'll talk some Emporia High Spartan boys wrestling. That's coming up next. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
Home inventory in Emporia continues to be tight. A mortgage pre-approval from Emporia State Federal Credit Union can give you a leg up with sellers, proving you're a serious buyer with the means to purchase a home. With a short phone call to Jared Gurman or Isabel Lopez or easy online application, you can be pre-approved. Tell your realtor you'll be using Emporia State Federal Credit Union to finance your new home. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424226.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on now with Red Tag Month offers on new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come in and get Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck and save over $5,400. Or how about Red Tag savings like over $1,300 on a new 2024 Chevy Equinox RS front-wheel drive? And we've got great APR financing rates too, as low as 1.9% with approved credit on select models. And how about this? Just arrived. We have three brand new Chevy electric vehicles in stock. So come in, take a look, and take a test drive for yourself. And as always, don't forget, we're giving top dollar for your quality trade-in. So don't wait another day to get Red Tag savings on new Chevy models. Come into Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbinauto.com. It's an all-wrestling show next week. I will be gone because I'll be in Texas next week. Tim should be back. We look forward to seeing him back in studio. It'll be Tim and Dylan, and he'll have they'll have both Emporia High School basketball coaches to wrap up week one of the season. So that's coming up here, and we'll have the basketball coaches. But obviously, we're going to have the wrestling coaches back. That's just has to happen.
Yes.
Brooke Medrano is now our guest. He is the wrestling coach for the Emporia High boys team. Coach, great to have you in. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, your thoughts on last season for you guys, and how did Spartan Wrestling go last year, and what are you going to remember about last year's team?
I thought it went really well. You know, our goal was top 10. We ended up 11th. If we could have just won a couple of those blood round placing matches, I think we would have been probably top 6, top 7. But those kids are young, and they're learning still. One of them, Christian Trujillo, will be back this year, and, you know, he – probably should have placed last year, but, you know, a little fuel for the fire.
Sure.
I got a lot of experience coming back, so it's a – I have a had a pretty solid senior team leave, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, with what I have now, I mean, we're looking good. I think really by the end of the year is really where we'll start showing our talent.
Is it going to be different without Zarek around? You know, I've already seen that he's already won a tournament collegiately.
What do you mean different?
You know Zarek, right?
Yeah. We love Zarek.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, just
it is.
With him gone, do you feel like there's kind of a different vibe?
They mean that consistency.
Yeah.
Of basically knowing you're going to get that W when he goes out there. Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty much whenever he comes out, but yep, we're going to win those points. Those are coming our way.
For sure. Can always count on those. But yeah, I think, you know, we probably got 3 or 4 guys that slide in that spot, you know, that are going to be really, really talented. I mean, can't replace Derek, just to be honest. I mean, you can't replace, you know, pretty much all my seniors from last year. Just good kids work hard. So that's just part of coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the. The ebbs and flows of wrestling, you know, team-wise and stuff like that. And I'm excited to see who shows up to be a leader.
Yeah.
Brooke Medrano is our guest. He is the head boys wrestling coach for Emporia High. Well, you've seen these guys in practice for quite a while now. Who do you think are going to be the key returners to try to make up some of those points that graduated from last year's team?
Definitely, I got Josiah Bradley. You know, he's my one senior from returning varsity last year. He lost in the blood around again, last year. So I see good things for him. Here's Christian Trujillo. You know, he's back at 157, same weight class. He's ranked. So both those guys are ranked already preseason.
Yeah, Josiah ranked 5th at 285. What's Christian at?
Fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't look too much into rankings because they're just rankings. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
You still have to go perform. But for them, I mean, it's a sign of an accomplishment, you know, to be there. At least they're noticed, right?
I think it also says something about your program, too.
Yeah.
That, you know, they'd say, well, okay, we've got this guy who's leading them here, and this is the success they've had. So based on the success of this program, you know, these are going to be guys that are good because you just expect Emporia wrestlers to be good. So I think it says something about your program, too.
I agree.
Now, as Coach Doty's told me, like the rankings don't mean anything. I'm sure they're not going to score any points for you.
Right.
So, but at the same time, it's still a good thing for your program. I am assuming as well that you are looking forward to seeing the women wrestle at Emporia High for a specific reason. How neat is that to have your daughter involved in the sport that you spend so much time with?
It's pretty awesome. This is what, her third year now? I think, third year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't she start wrestling? Didn't Kinsley start wrestling in middle school?
Yeah, her 8th grade year. So, yeah, she's a sophomore.
I think I remember when I talked to her a little bit last year is that this was her second year of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going to state, her first year of high school, her second overall year in wrestling, it's got to feel good. And I believe she's probably got some high expectations this year.
100%. She's tough. I'm not going to lie. You know, sometimes I wish my two younger boys kind of follow the lead. Like, she's...
Well, your two younger boys are pretty talented.
I'm just talking about work ethic. That's what I'm talking about. Like, she's been in there. She's probably at least gone to 4 camps over this summer. Wrestled probably 3 competitive tournaments. Like, she's on it. I'm like, yeah. Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Well, Blake, I want to bring this up about Hensley, but you know, she's just not. She's talented on the mat, but she's also a very talented singer and actually played a show last night at 627 Event Space. You know, she's got talent across the board.
She gets that from mom. she's great. She's just pretty grounded, knows what she likes, and goes for it.
We're talking with Brooke Medrano, the boys' wrestling coach for Emporia High School. I asked the same question to Coach Russell. I'll ask it to you. How settled do you feel like you are in terms of where you think every guy is going to wrestle in terms of their weight class this year?
Have no idea, to be honest, because that's what today is. We're doing a little bit different than the girls. We start at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm doing a bracket format for each weight class, so they kind of get a tournament style in before next week.
Okay.
So they're all wrestling, so we're going to bracket it out. Probably like the returning varsity guys will be like the one seed, you know, and just kind of, I'm going to rank them out and go from there.
Okay, so you're going at 10 a.m. Where are you going at?
Well, of course, there's high school boys basketball in the gym. No, I'm just playing. I let them. Coach Baldwin and I talked last night. So we're going to, I got to hand out lockers and gear and stuff like that too. So we are going to be there at 10. We probably won't start. We might have a couple matches upstairs until the boys are done.
Okay.
And then we'll move the mats down. So we'll probably be down in the gymnasium probably, I say, 11:30.
So 11:30-ish. Public still welcome to come?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. Awesome. My parents are asking about it. And, you know, it's kind of crowded up in that room. I mean, I have, 83 wrestlers.
Wow.
Just boys. So
you say you have 83 wrestlers out for your program?
I do.
That's insane.
This is what this program's all about.
Yes. Wow.
The big numbers.
It's really cool. So if the parents join too, that's pretty, you know.
You got parents that can wrestle too.
Is we need a new room. We need a bigger room. Like, no, I just play it.
When we have Bill Welch, I'll ask him about when the new wrestling room's coming. They're starting at 10 a.m. If you can find space at the high school, 11:30, they'll try to move it down. 83, what does that allow you to do in terms of your practice? Because I know that, you know, sometimes when you don't have those kind of numbers, trying to find guys that can wrestle against each other, you've got to have guys who wrestle up weight or down weight. I would assume that you can get some really good battles in practice with 83 kids out.
Yeah, we do. It's also scary at times. You know, when you have all 83 in one room, I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, room.
So sure.
If some, you know, I have, you know, Josiah Bradley fall on my 106-pounder, get awesome. That's not good. It's scary, you know.
Sure
so,
is.
But the thing about it is we actually do two separate practices. So, like, we have, like, a more advanced varsity morning practice that's in with me and Coach Spaulding. And then after school is probably the little bit more beginners, couple years in.
The JV.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And then they practice with Coach McClure and Coach Mason.
Go ahead.
I guess, can I ask you about Coach McClure being an addition to your staff coming from Liberal? I know he's the head coach of softball, but, you know, what's his addition been like, knowing he's been, you know, a wrestling coach previously?
It's actually great. You know, Bo told me that he got hired and he had previous coaching experience. So I dug a little deep, talked to some people that I knew from Liberal, and they said he's a great guy. And, you know, it's always good to have someone in the school. Since I'm not in the school, I like to have that face in the school that can help out. And, you know, he's a great guy. The kids love him. I kind of sneak in and kind of watch some practices sometimes, and he's got a good hold of the room. And, you know, I'm glad to have him. He's a great addition to our program.
Brooke Medrano is our guest, Emporia High School boys wrestling coach. They're having their challenge matches at 10 o'clock this morning, 11:30. They'll start to move them down to the gym. I'm assuming that if parents would like to drop off a ticket in terms of snacks and Gatorades that could be used, I'm sure you guys would probably take those too.
100%. It is combined. So, yeah, we are doing that. That's the entry fee to come see us is just, hey, just donate to us feeding these 83.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kids. So just do the same with the girls. The girls got a pretty big program too. So just takes a lot, you know. It takes a lot to feed these kids and keep them entertained, I guess.
Sometimes. Oh, sure.
We're all doing that. So even though our bracket is earlier, we're still not having the finals matches till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Right. So regardless, if we're done at one, I'm going to hold them off till three, so that the so they get to see the girls and the guys' varsity challenge.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah. So that those will, you guys will end up, the boys and girls will end up in the same place eventually. Yeah, awesome. Yep. Perfect. So in terms of what you're hoping to see out of, you know, because obviously in a bracket, you know, just because you're a senior and you'll probably get seated higher, you know, you still got to win the bracket. So what do you hope that you are going to see out of the guys who are going to be trying to challenge for those varsity spots? And what do you hope to see from your upperclassmen that, you know, should be expected to win those varsity challenge matches?
Competitiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what wrestling's about, is being able to, you know, stay grounded. Like, regardless, the thing with wrestling, you can't overlook people. Like, you can't. So you still have to go on there in the mat, step on the mat, and perform. Even sometimes when you're not feeling good, like those types of things. Mm-hmm. You know, it might not be your best match, but if it goes down as a W, it does. But if, say, they lose, you know, I always tell the guys, you either win or learn. Like, you don't ever lose, right? So, like, especially for these kids up and coming, you know, maybe they're not projected to win. But, hey, was my effort right? Did I do the right things? Mm-hmm. I can build from this. So my biggest thing out of this is just to see the competition. And for once, I mean, we have some serious depth. So, like, before, like, on a weight class, if I had somebody get hurt, I really didn't have anybody to fill in. But now, I mean, we're probably, you know, 4 to 5 deep at each weight, which is
which is
pretty awesome. I mean, that's kind of how it was, you know, back in the day when we were winning state titles, you know. So I'm hoping that we're on the right path. Yeah. I mean, I have a vision, so I'm seeing that we're doing with the numbers is number one. Yeah. Number two, the effort in the room. And number three is, you know, we have to show that we're growing, right? Yeah,
of course.
And I know all the guys are hungry and ready to prove people that we're on the right track.
And, Coach, opening up next Saturday at Junction City, that's kind of different. Usually you guys have gone to, like, a variety of different tournaments. I believe you went to a dual tournament last year at Riley County. But what are you going to see at JC next Saturday?
This one's actually a dual tournament.
Oh, it is?
And I'll be honest. The reason why we're going to Junction City is so we could see Shawnee Heights.
There you go.
Oh, so, okay.
So we never really get to see Shawnee Heights any. And Coach Parks is one of my best friends. So, we're just going there so we can see – so we eventually see him at state, you know, so we have some head-to-head so we see what's going on. Plus, I mean, Junction City's always tough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're tough. I really don't know exactly how many teams are there, but I know last time they were saying Capen might come.
Oh.
I'm not for sure if they're coming, but that's another team that we don't see till regionals. So if you look at my schedule, I really try to branch it out to see every top 5A school. It's not real easy schedule.
Sure.
But I mean, if you want to beat the best, you got to see the best, so.
Brooke Medrano is our guest, Emporia High School boys wrestling coach. Coach, thanks for coming on. We've got Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, coming up. He's not calling in yet. If you just want to hang out and talk for a few more minutes.
Yeah.
He's giving me
I got another winter classic coming up on December 16th. Some more good competition there, too.
Oh, yeah. I like the winter classic. Actually, if you go a little bit further in the season, we have our home dual tournament.
The dual tournament, which is, I believe, the 20th of January.
Yeah, did you happen to see the teams that are coming to that?
No.
You haven't, had you?
No. No.
So it's Derby.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah, Washburn Rule.
That's not surprising.
Dodge City.
That's not surprising. That's
Wichita
someone.
West.
That's someone.
Us and Rose Hill.
That's a loaded field.
Rose Hill's pretty tough.
I don't know how good of a day we're going to have, but it's some good competition. So,
well, and how much, you know, we talked, I remember talking to Coach Ibarra. We had him on about boys soccer, and he said, you know, our record's not that good, but we feel like once we get into the postseason, we're going to be a tough out. And, you know, who did they lose to that was?
They lost to Newton.
I think it was Newton, yeah. And Newton 16-2, and they go to overtime against a one game over 500 Emporia teams. How much does that actually make a difference when you have that difficult schedule at the end of the year?
I think it makes a world of difference because you've seen it. You're not scared of it, right? So you're just going to go and wrestle. Like, I mean, that's it. If you go to easy tournaments and it's not that much hard competition, you're not battle tested. You're not ready to go in there and do what you have to do. Another thing, I want to give a shout out to the boys soccer team. And yes, I watched them from the beginning of the year to the end. Coach and his boys did a great job, man. They came in, they showed up, and
they were good.
I was rooting for them, man. I probably went to, I'd say, at least four or five games.
I saw you out there quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to them. And yes, that mindset is exactly how I am as on our coach.
So I think that might be Mitch right there.
We'll
see. Coach, we may have to make this your last question here, but what's your expectations for the season for the Spartan Wrestling program? What do you think that you guys can accomplish this year?
Just keep building, you know, one tournament at a time. Just keep building, and, you know, hopefully our goal is top 10. You know, I talked to some of the guys, and they're thinking top 5, you know.
Wow.
So,
good expectations.
Which, nothing's wrong with that, you know.
No.
So just keep building and building, and then we're really tight-knit group right now. So, I mean, that's the part of it, is just wrestling for each other, not just yourself. So I'm excited for this season, and, you know, it's here.
It is. Brooke Madrano, the Emporia High School boys wrestling coach. Once again, they're having their challenge matches in a bracketed style, 10 a.m. Getting in fitness room doors? So getting into the fitness room doors, they're going to be moving down to the gym around 11:30, and then obviously they'll have the challenge matches. They'll combine with the girls for the championships this afternoon. Have a great day, Coach. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
It's all right. So Dan, I believe, has got Mitch on the line for us here. And so thank you. Hey, thanks for coming in, Coach. Great job today. So Mitch Holt is now with us for our weekly talk with the voice of the Chiefs, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gehrman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424226. And as always, Mitch appears on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. Mitch, how are you this morning?
Well, doing okay. We're just trying to navigate this weather and get on a plane and head to Las Vegas. But I am concerned and interested in all these high school football games today. The 1A game at Hayes could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And teams dealing with weather and fans dealing with weather.
Yeah.
But it's always an exciting day, but it's always many times a weather day.
Yes, and maybe for us as well, as we head up to Wayne, Nebraska today for Lady Hornet basketball.
You're right on it there.
Yeah.
Your Uber driver taking you up there?
Oh, of course. Yeah. They've got about 38 minutes to get over here to pick me up. Get the seats nice and heated for me.
You might be headed right into the teeth of the dragon there, because it's going to be a little gnarly on the way to Wayne, Nebraska today.
Yeah, it might be. We will see how it turns out. Blake Cripps, Dylan Sherwood with Mitch Holtis. Tim should be back next week, we hope. Obviously, I'm sure that Tim doesn't mind missing this one with no other way to say it. It's a disappointing loss to the Eagles. Again, second half struggles offensively in this game to Philadelphia. What were your thoughts after watching the tape and talking to the coaches about the loss to Philadelphia last week?
People know about flooding in your area because the Cottonwood River has been just when it floods, man, it gets nasty. And the reason I say that is when you have a 100 or 200 year flood, water goes back to its original place. And my answer to your question is the water right here for the Chiefs is going back to the same place, and that is the first and second possessions of the third quarter.
Mm.
They're dominating the Eagles in the first half. 5 completions for Jalen Hurts, 5 sacks. And they have a chance to blow them out. The Eagles get the first possession of the third quarter. That's a 3-and-out. Chiefs have a chance to basically blow them out. They had a chance to blow out the Dolphins. They had a chance to beat the Broncos. They had a chance to blow out the Broncos, a chance to blow out the Chargers. And the first and second possessions of the third quarter in those 5 games produced just lethal in a way, in the losses anyway, the 2 losses, because it completely flipped the game when the Chiefs had a chance to seize the game. And it's been a variety of circumstances. But my answer to your question is that spot of the game has got to be figured out by the Chiefs, or there's going to be more gnashing of teeth.
Mitch, Andy Reid brought up earlier this week about the offense needing just a little bit of improvement. What's big from your perspective about the offense needing to be as consistent as what they've been in the past?
Well, it's a matter of being more precise in their duties. I'm obsessed with these first two possessions of the third quarter because everything's kind of fine up until those two areas, whether he's either going to be a hold, they get behind the chains or a drop. And we know about the 23 drops. I mean, 21% of Mahomes' incompletions are drops. And yet I put that on Twitter that his completion percentage this year is the best of his career at 67.1%. But it's a matter of being more precise and maybe concentrating, and I think especially on that part of the game, treating the first possession of the third quarter as if it's the last possession of the game or the first possession of the game. And that means you tell your young receivers, maybe take some of the guesswork out of the choice routes, and you almost script your first plays of the third quarter. I know teams adjust, I got all that, but design plays where you know that they can at least get guys into a rhythm. But it's also an awareness of everybody else on the offense because they're just getting some ugly penalties at the wrong times. And it's a matter of being more precise. But I think for the Chiefs and the coaching staff is being contrived here in designing maybe a little more simplistic approach, at least at that part of the game.
Mitch Holtis is joining us. He's the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, we'll have all the Chiefs coverage for you on Country 101.7 as they host the Raiders coming up on Sunday with a 3:25 kickoff. And, Mitch, this defense continues to play so incredibly well for Kansas City, and we've seen on other NFL teams in the past, and maybe to a lesser extent in college, but you know, there will be infighting as one team doesn't or one half of the ball doesn't perform as well as the other. I don't really get the feeling of that happening at all right now in Kansas City where the Chiefs' offense is struggling and the defense is thinking, my gosh, if you guys just score a couple points in the second half, we're probably undefeated. And I don't really feel like it happened in previous years when the offense was looking for the defense to make some stops. Who is the catalyst for that culture that has everybody pulling the same way even when one half of the ball is maybe lagging behind the other half?
Andy Reid, Blake, is first and foremost because even though his background is on offense, there's no disrespect to the defense or no even if you're not direct and making folks feel second class, you can be indirect. You can have a sublime effect of making the defense and the offense feel like second class citizens. And that does not exist. It's never existed with Andy Reid. I've experienced that in my previous years with the Chiefs, and especially in the early 2000s, but not with this crew. So there's none of the, hey, we're great and you're not, and we'll try to carry you. Although, from an external standpoint, people have thought, gosh, that offense has carried the defense to the two Super Bowl championships. Well, now the external outside of our fort is feeling like, well, this is a defensive team, and the offense is, is lousy right now. And they're the worst since the 2013 Buccaneers offensively, averaging only 5 points in the second half. And the first time in NFL history that a two-time NFL MVP has been shut out three straight weeks in the second half in a game in which he's played. So those are all historical things, and you could say, well, the defense is carrying them now. But inside the fort, there is none of that. There's none of that, hey, we're doing our part, what are you doing? And that can fracture football teams. I don't care if it's ESU or Lebo or
Knights. Mitch, how big is it? Will we see more Clyde Edwards-Helaire with Jared McKinnon out? And I know also with Mecole Hardman out tomorrow with the thumb injury, who's going to be back returning those kicks? Probably Sky Moore or someone else?
Well, let me give you we're going to put Richie James up.
Okay.
And Richie James can do it. And Kadarius Toney can do it. So I almost think that right now, it would be Richie James on kicks and Kadarius Toney on punts. Now, let's take that, and then I'm going to get to another area where I'm more concerned about Jerry McKinnon's absence. That right now the Raiders are the number one rated special teams unit in the National Football League. Their punter's A.J. Cole's having an unreal year. He's having a net year, much like Tommy Townsend had last year, and his gross is fantastic. I mean, he's having a record year. Their coverage units, Daniel Carlson, you know, has only 31 touchbacks, but I think they're kicking the ball. They're so confident in their coverage teams that they want to bury you inside the 20. Now, the returner needs to remember, and I haven't seen this yet in the NFL, that they've adopted the college rule. You can fair catch a kick and get it at the 25, just like the colleges do. But it's almost like the NFL is boycotting it because I don't see anybody doing it and utilizing it. But now let's go back to where I'm most concerned, Dylan, about the McKinnon absence, and that's on third down. Jerick McKinnon is phenomenal on third down as a protector, as a receiver, and as a runner. We've targeted him 14 times on third downs. He's had 11 receptions. So in the game tomorrow on third down, where does Patrick Mahomes go? Who's going to pick up those protections? Because this is also a good defensive team for the Raiders. Antonio Pierce has galvanized them. And so that I've got a concern about it. I mean, that'll be Clyde some. That'll be Pacheco some. I look for LaMichael Pirine to be elevated today before we have to get on the plane here a little bit. And he would be your third running back. But none of those guys, none of them, including Pacheco, the third down back that Jerick McKinnon is.
Mitch, Andy Reid had a great comment and quote when he was asked about the Raiders' defense. He said, well, number 98 is doing everything that he's been doing, and he's a big concern. Of course, that would be Max Robert Crosby for the Raiders. Talk about him, the game plan to contain him, and just how the Chiefs plan on attacking this Raiders' defense.
Well, a.k.a. the Condor is what they call him in Raider Nation. He may not play. He's doubtful right now with the knee injury, and that would be enormous. He's never missed a game.
Wow.
Came into the league in 2019. Now, if he does play, he's got 63 pressures. That's number one in the National Football League. And his 10.5 sacks are up near the top. But he's now so good against the run. He's the best interior defensive line, or defensive lineman, I should say, since he plays defensive end. But his run grade, Pro Football Focus, is the highest among any defender right now in the league. I would say as a pass rusher, run defender, all-encompassing, he might be the best there is right now in the NFL. He's almost unblockable and better than he's ever been. You could influence him. We could run jet sweeps or try to fool him with motions and shifts. He's not falling for that anymore. He's become even a smarter player. Their linebackers are also helping. Robert Spillane was also on the injured list. He's been a menace. He leads the NFL with 3 interceptions. And then Divine Diablo, the other good coverage linebacker, has been a menace as well. I mean, this defense, since Antonio Pierce came into play here as their interim coach, they're only averaging 12 points a game allowed. And over the last 8 games, over the last 8 games, they're number 5 in the league in total defense. But we got some issues here with these guys, especially if Crosby plays.
Well, final question. We'll let you get on the plane here. Antonio Pierce coming in. There has been a big shift for the Raiders at the coaching position, and a lot of people think that they look, and I agree, that they look pretty energized playing for Coach Pierce as the interim coach. How do you feel like that culture maybe has changed with Pierce stepping into that new role?
Steve Spagnuolo, and I had a quote from him that I've been playing this week. Should have sent it to you guys. It's about a minute clip. But remember, Spags coached him in the 07 Giants.
Yes.
When they stopped the New England Patriots from being undefeated and won the Super Bowl. He loves Antonio Pierce. He said the guy was destined to be a coach. To answer your question, Blake, I think the Raiders stumbled into this. They had Josh McDaniels. They were dysfunctional. You talk about dysfunction earlier in coaching, and they stumble in, and now they got Antonio Pierce, who they should have hired to begin with. They have rallied around him, and he does have sense, and he does have coaching acumen, and he might be the best Raiders coach they've had in a long, long time. So you just got to get ready for him. They're going to come out tomorrow. The Raiders think they can win, believe they can win. They struggle on offense, I know, but there's enough there. It's very much like a Broncos team that has enough defense, and then they try to get a special teams play, try to get a turnover, and now the game goes in their favor. So that's what the Chiefs are dealing with tomorrow. This will be a tough game.
Mitch Holtis brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease and getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424-226. Mitch, have a great flight and enjoy the game on Sunday.
And I'm serious. You got to be serious. I mean, you got to be careful in your drive to Wayne. That's never an easy place to get to, even on a nice day.
No.
But you're heading into the dragon's mouth, I think, of some of this. So be careful on your way up there.
Will do. Thank you, Mitch.
Okay. And Dylan, sound the whistle, buddy. We need to keep it greater.
Okay.
That's it, buddy. Ready, let's go.
Okay, I'm ready too.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right.
Mitch Holtis here for the Chiefs, and of course you can get the coverage on Country 101.7. It is a 2 o'clock for the pregame coverage on Country 101.7 coming up on tomorrow. So real quickly here, let's go to our sports calendar, get you the schedule of what's happening today. You can get this schedule, by the way, at kvoe.com/calendar. So coming up today, we'll have our one-hour NFL preview show at noon, NFL Insider on KVOE. Then it'll be Wayne State against the Lady Hornets, 4:30 for the pregame coverage, 5 o'clock. And, of course, this is the second half of a doubleheader, so it may flux one way or the other. So just be by your radio around 5 o'clock for the Lady Hornets and the Wildcats today on Mix 104.9. 6:30 kickoff for KU football against Cincinnati on the road, pregame at 5 on KVOE. Kansas State football in Farmageddon against Iowa State, pregame at 5 o'clock, Country 101.7. That is the longest uninterrupted rivalry in college football, and it'll be getting interrupted next year. They didn't protect that rivalry. Why, Big 12, what are you doing?
Yep.
Why would you do this?
I'm just as stunned as you
are. So stupid. I don't know why somebody – and hey, I put some blame on Iowa State and Kansas State. Like, hey, protect this rivalry. What do you – why? Do this.
You know, they kept the Sunflower Showdown.
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty
obvious.
But you
can protect more than one rivalry. That there's – we put people on the moon, okay? If you can't tell me you can't find a way to protect two games in a schedule, come on, please. Emporia State men's basketball against Indy. That'll be tomorrow. Of course, we've mentioned the Chiefs. We'll have the Chargers and the Ravens on Sunday Night Football at 7:20. And then on Monday, it will be we'll have Emporia State women's basketball against Avila, the Chiefs Kingdom show, and it's not on the sports schedule right now, but we'll get Monday Night Football put on there because we will have Monday Night Football coming up on KVOE on Monday. So that is the plan for now. Dylan, enjoy the show next week. Thanks for coming in. Dan Courtwright in the penalty box once again, pushing the buttons. Really appreciate it, guys. This is KVOE Emporia, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. We've got both basketball coaches for Emporia High coming on with Tim and Dylan next week. So Emporia High basketball will be the focus of the show next week, and of course we'll have Mitch Holtis on as well. This is KVOE Emporia, live and local. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia, AM 1400 KVOE Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Day two of the four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will see more hostages and prisoners released. Sources tell ABC News.